In this episode of Revive and Thriveology, I'm interviewing Carly Webb. She's a health and wellness coach with so much knowledge. You guys are going to love her. Keep listening.
Welcome to Revive and Thriveology. I help women transform their lives by harmonizing their living space through holistic home practices. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. Welcome back to Revive and Thriveology. I'm your host, Lisa Morton. And today we have Carly Webb joining us. Carly is a health coach with a master's degree in nutrition and functional medicine. And she has so much knowledge. I can't wait for you to meet her. Carly, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk with you today.
Yeah. Hey, tell everybody a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, so I am currently living a little south of Nashville, Tennessee. However, I was born and raised in Indiana, so that's how I know Lisa. We met in Indiana when I was living up there. But I live down here with my husband. We have a dog who is our little child right now for the time being. And we are just immersing ourselves in the community down here and really loving it. We're also building a house down here, so we will, I'm sure, talk about this eventually, but I'm very into decreasing our toxin exposure, so I'm thinking a lot about the building materials that we're using in the home, such as the HVAC and the flooring and everything. So that's kind of what my hobby is right now.
That's so exciting. I can't wait to have you back and hear all the details about building this home, because I know how much you've put into it. And I know everyone will love hearing more about it too. But let's dive into your health coaching, because as I said before, you're so knowledgeable. I know I have this weird little quirky question and Carly, you know the answer right away. You're like, do this, this, and this. And so tell me a little bit about how you got into this.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think like many of us, how we get into what we're doing, it's always kind of a labyrinth and a path to get there, windy and weavy sometimes. So I will say I was first introduced to a more natural way of living when I was in college and had met who is now one of my very best friends. And she came from a family who did everything very natural and holistic. And so I thought for a moment, hey, I'll just give a couple of these things a try. So I implemented some changes in my diet and my lifestyle, and I saw a lot of symptoms that I was experiencing at a very young age in college start to decrease. And so I was like, this is really amazing. So nice. At that point, I kind of shifted what I thought I might want to do with my life. And I, long story short, did end up in that master's program in human nutrition and functional medicine, where I learned so much. And then after that, I've worked for some naturopathic doctors and some other doctors that are in the functional medicine field and integrative medicine field, and learned so much from them. I also did a little health coaching at Noom. You might have heard of that company before. And so with all of this experience that I've had, I've really gotten to see the spectrum of making healthy lifestyle changes and focusing on nutrition and lifestyle changes. And so with that, you know, I can tell you what to do. I know what to do. I can tell you what to do, but that's not really where change happens. Change happens when you get into the health coaching piece of the puzzle. So I like to say that I have both of those sides of the spectrum and can help you meet in the middle on, okay, here's what we need to do, but how are we going to actually implement it in your life? You know, you are different than the person that I'm going to see after you. And so, you know, for one individual, it might be, you know, a young mom that has 3 kids under the age of 5, and we're going to figure out how to implement certain things in her life. But for the next person, it might be someone who is at the pinnacle of their career and traveling on a weekly basis. And so how are we going to implement these healthy habits in that person's life?
Wow. So, yeah. That's a lot. It has to be a lot to just take in and try to and provide them, everyone, with their own unique solution.
Yeah, definitely. The toolbox is full. I like to say, and I don't use the same tools with every individual, but it's really nice to be able to pull different tools out of that toolbox that fit that nice. Unique individual.
Well, we might dig into some of those tools right now. I wanted to have you on to talk about setting up your space for healthy routine so you can implement, and those routines can just kind of become part of your day to day. So do you have any healthy routines that you really love in your own personal life?
Yeah, that is a great question. Something that immediately comes to mind when you say setting up your space to make these routines a little more realistic. And I think right now we are in a rental house as we're building this other home. And so our space is a little different, but my sauna is sitting in the middle of our main living area between the kitchen and the living room. So I walk past it and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to hop in the sauna. So instead of like having to, you know, oh, I got to go up the stairs, I got to go to this room that has all of the crafts and all of the boxes in it where I don't want to sit, like I can sit here and I can watch TV, I can talk to my husband, I can, you know, and so my sauna is right there in the middle of the room. So I love the sauna. It's one of the little portable zip-up saunas where your head pops out the top of it.
That's so cool. I know you've posted pictures online. If you guys, I'm going to share all of Carly's info in the show notes, but you should go find her Instagram and just scroll through, and her head's popping out of this sauna and it's hilarious.
It always reminds me of, oh my gosh, what is it? Like on Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when they're like, Violet, you're turning violet. And she like blows up like a blueberry. I'm like, I feel like Violet, where the rest of my body looks like a big blown up blueberry, a little head sticking out. But that's one thing. I've also incorporated rebounding into my weekly routine. And so I have like a little mini trampoline is what they look like. What they are.
Very cool.
And so that also sits in some of our main areas so that it's easy to just pull down, and I just hop on that thing, jump on it for however long I want to for a couple days a week. And
sorry, are you like rebounding as your husband's sitting there watching TV?
Yes, I am. Yeah, and the dog also thinks that it's playtime when I start to do my rebounding, and so she always brings me her toys, so it's like rebound and then pick up a toy and throw it across the room.
So it's fun for everybody.
It is. It's a great time. Yeah. And so that really helps support your detox pathways, your lymphatic system and everything. So
okay.
Both of those things are very geared towards detox. That's something that I'm obviously very passionate about when I mentioned building the house earlier. So I would say that I incorporate a lot into my daily life to support my detox pathways.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell me about some things you encourage your clients to do. What are some tips you tell your clients to do to, you know, to set up their space? I don't know, it's sitting their water bottle out so it's ready, you know, at hand, filled and ready to go every morning, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said earlier, each patient or each client is unique and individual, and they have different goals that they want to accomplish. So what I will use with one person, I might not use with the next person. Something that I really like to do at the beginning of my time working with clients is have them create a wellness vision, so that I can understand where they want to go. And then we talk a lot about where they're at and then kind of how to build a roadmap in order to get them from here to there. And so when we think about that, what does that person want to work on? I kind of like to focus on a few different areas. So sleep is instrumental in our health. So healthy sleep, stress, decreasing stress management, hydration, making sure we're getting enough water, diet is really big, and movement. So it's like five pillars. So when we think about those five pillars, and say if we're thinking about hydration, how can we set up our kitchen to make us want to, you know, drink more water and stay hydrated? And so, you know, that might mean, you know, buying a fun glass pitcher from the store that you can keep healthy filtered water in your refrigerator, and then pull out that little glass pitcher. And so like having a fun new glass pitcher. Also having your fridge organized is great for diet, but also wanting to open the fridge to get the glass pitcher out. We also have a water filter that just sits on our counter, so it's just top of mind every time we walk by.
That's nice.
Yeah, and so we won't forever have the water filter that sits on top of our counter, because we'll put one underneath the sink, which is a little more like makes me feel better because my counter is not all, you know, loaded up with things and
But you know what I do? I put a carafe still on the counter. Like we have the you know, fancy spigot for the filtered water, but I still put a carafe of water on the counter, and it just reminds me to keep drinking, I think.
Because I
walk past it a million times.
Yeah. And so probably like getting one that's fun that you like to look at. And I'm sure there's some feng shui aspect of, you know, what that might look like that you could weigh in on. But yes, fun things like that. I also have people who like to buy a new water bottle, or like those Stanley cups, mugs are like really in right now. And so some people will be like, okay, I just need to drink three of those a day. So if I fill it up in the morning, then I drink through it. And then so it's like fun because it's something new and fun to hold that you really like to look at.
I love that. So have you seen the funny joke online of people with the water bottle joke when they have like the 5-gallon water filter jug? no. And like a straw, and they're carrying, it's a joke that they're carrying around.
Oh my gosh, that's really funny. But yeah, so like cute. You don't want to have to feel like that. So get something that's fun to carry around.
Yeah. You know what? I started, actually, somebody we both know very well, Megan, yes. who is just has tons of knowledge about sustainability and everything. She's all about her water bottle, and we'd always put cool stickers on it. Yeah. And like one day I was like, this seems like a lot of fun. I want to do that. And so I started implementing stickers. So I'm like an 8-year-old girl with stickers all over my water bottle. And I go somewhere and I'm like, you know, looking through the stickers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it just kind of makes it a little fun to pull it out. And yeah, I don't know.
Totally. Yeah. Any way that you can, you know, spice something up to make it a little more fun then usually makes it more realistic to actually drink the water or do that.
Yeah, it just brings it top of mind. Can we get into, like, fitness?
Yeah.
And talk about how you like or how you would recommend your clients, you know, to set up routines in their home for fitness.
Yeah, definitely. So when it comes to fitness, that's, it's always unique. You know, are you excited to go work out? Is it a challenge to go work out? And so I actually had a client a couple weeks ago. We were talking about, okay, what's it going to take to get up and get to the gym? So we decide what part of the day it's most realistic for them to get to the gym, which is something to really think about, you know, okay, you want to get to the gym. What barriers am I experiencing in getting to the gym? And what's the best time to get there? So for her, it was like, you know, evenings aren't realistic, but mornings are, I'm going to have to get up a little bit earlier, which is the challenge of getting out of bed a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. So we talked about what can motivate her to get out of bed to go work out. So one thing that we did was we moved her alarm clock to the other side of the room so that she had to get out of bed to go turn off the alarm clock. So you have to get up, you got to move. Yeah. So that was one thing that we did. Another thing was setting out all of her workout clothes the night before so that she's ready to go. Everything from sports bra, underwear, tennis shoes, socks, that's like great. Everything was set out. And then okay. another thing that I like to suggest is purchasing a new outfit to go work out in. So I know sometimes people are like, oh, after I do X, Y, and Z, then I'll purchase myself something as a reward. I like to kind of reverse that sometimes and like buy the outfit, buy the new pair of leggings, buy the new shorts so that you are excited to put them on to go work out in them.
I love that. That's so great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then, you know,
what? Go ahead.
One other thing is just like creating the path of least resistance. So like I said earlier, like I have the rebounder in my main living area. It's not like down in the basement where I don't want to go. So I'm sure okay. creating your environment, like maybe it's a room that you don't want to go to. So what can you do to spice up the room to make it so that you want to go to that room? Or do you move the weights into the living room so that you can do your weighted workout when you're watching TV or something?
Mm-hmm. Because every time you walk by it, your subconscious is going to be like, oh, I didn't work out today. Or maybe I'll just grab the, you know, dumbbells for 5 minutes and get a little something in. You know, I personally love to do stuff in the evening. I'm not a big TV watcher, so I like to, you know, I grab the foam roller and things like that in the evenings, and it, you know, it's kind of nice. You can what do you call it? Habit stacking.
Mm-hmm. I love habit stacking.
Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. So habit stacking is when you have a habit that you're already used to or that you like to do. So maybe it's watching a certain Netflix episode that you love or a Netflix series. And now we're also talking about meal prepping. And so instead of having to go into the kitchen and meal prep and hate everything and not do it, turn on the Netflix series on your laptop, set it on the counter, and meal prep at the same time. So now you're meal prepping while you're already doing your old habit of sitting and watching Netflix so that you can accomplish more in a small amount of time. But also while enjoying yourself doing something else. Other like habit that. Stacking might be like I'm taking a shower every night, and so what can I add to my shower routine? Maybe it's, you know, dry brushing after I get out of the shower before I get in the shower. So now I'm kind of stacking those two habits together, so I'm keeping them consistent. You might already be doing this with like brushing your teeth and flossing, so you can kind of think of that like you're typically doing two things together. So linking something that you want to do with something that you're already doing.
That's so great. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I want to get into you're so big with setting up goals and intentions, helping your clients set up these goals and intentions. So I'd love to touch on that, how you advise them to set up these goals or intentions, and how do you encourage them to go about reaching them? Just dive into that a little bit for us.
Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, I suggest creating a wellness vision so you know where you want to go, if that's what you're into, right? So that you can make sure that these goals and intentions that you're setting are going to help propel you in that direction. So it's kind of like a good anchor to have as you're working on your health and everything. Like, is this pushing me in the direction that I want to go? So that would be number one. You don't have to do it if you're like, oh, I don't want to create the wellness vision. You don't have to. You can go straight into like, oh, I just want to drink more water. But I do suggest doing that because it helps you have that anchor. Yes.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Tell me about the wellness vision. Is that like writing things down? You know, I work with a lot of my clients. We do a vision, actual vision board with cutouts of mm-hmm. magazine images and things. Is it like that? Or,
yeah.
Or do you just have them come up with like five different things?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I love the idea of like incorporating the vision board into it. You can kind of make it your own and make it what makes you excited about actually putting it together. So if it's using a vision board and pulling things that you love and creating a vision board, that's great. It's also good to think about writing it as you're in the present tense. So I am happy and feel strong in my body. I am utilizing my strength of determination to push forward when I experience X, Y, and Z challenge. I am leaning on these resources. So it's really talking about in the present tense, what are you feeling like? What's bringing you joy? What are your routines looking like? Maybe I have an organized fridge and it's stocked full of healthy meal options, right?
Ooh,
so
that's
you can
good.
Get really as detailed as you want to get. I am regularly exercising on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and feeling invigorized after my exercise. So okay. things like that really paint a beautiful picture. So you can use words, you could use images, you could use a combination of both. I always like putting pen to paper or pencil to paper, though, because I feel like it does something, right? It like makes it real.
Right. It does.
So that would be the wellness vision piece of that puzzle.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when we think about how to get to that wellness vision, you can break it down and you can create long-term goals. So what do we need to do long-term to get there? And then you can break those long-term goals into short-term goals. So maybe one of the long-term goals is to have your fridge fully stocked with healthy meals, and every meal is a really nutritiously dense meal. But right now, you might be eating a lot of fast food or a lot of frozen meals. So we're not going to go from 0 to 100. If we do, that's mm-hmm. great. If you're one of those people that can go like 0 to 100 and stick with it, that's great. But typically what happens when we do that is we become burnt out eventually. You kind of think of like anyone who's maybe like gone on a diet or something. It's like, okay, after 2 weeks of eliminating a certain food, you're like, oh, this sucks, and you're just going to go rebound and have, you know, whatever food it is that you were trying to eliminate. So I like to usually go low and slow. I feel like it's usually a little bit more of a sustainable way to do things, so small mm-hmm. goals at a time. So if we're talking about the fridge example of having your, you know, fridge stocked with healthy food and all these healthy meals with each, or all these nutrient dense meals for each serving of the day, then what's one step that we can go, that we can take to get there? So maybe that is, you know, just focusing on breakfast for this week. Let's just focus on breakfast and getting a good nutrient dense breakfast in. And then we'll work on
that
for a couple weeks. After we feel like that habit's really solidified, then maybe the next week we focus on lunch. And then after breakfast and lunch are really solidified, then we add in another habit to work on. And so when we're thinking about building those habits, I know some people think goals are cheesy, but I really like to come back to some of the points of a SMART goal. So some people might have heard of that before, but SMART goal stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. So we can upload a SMART goal handout for everyone to have, because I know that's like a mouthful.
I love that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so we can upload that. We'll upload a wellness vision handout too, so that's
fun.
A little bit easier to tackle. But you really want to get specific. So instead of just saying, I'm going to eat healthier this week, that's where it's like, I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Like, who knows what's going to happen on Thursday and Friday? Maybe you're traveling or something. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast. It's going to consist of 2 vegetables. That's what's going to make it healthy to me. And I'm going to do that before we meet again. So it's just super specific. So instead of being like every meal that you go to, oh, I got to choose this. Oh, I got to eat healthier. Like, you don't have to think mm-hmm. that much. It's just, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, having a healthy breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I especially love breakfast because that kind of like starts your day, right? And so it's easy to stick with that momentum and then keep going, right?
Yes. Kind of like the snowball effect. Like, sometimes that'll like pour into other things. So when I'm meeting with a client, they'll be like, I want to do a healthy breakfast and I want to sleep, you know, go to sleep earlier. And it's like, okay, this is our non-negotiable, the healthy breakfast. If you accomplish one of those other tasks because you're feeling good, then that's like gives you an A++. That's like bonus points.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, in my clutter clearing course, I encourage my clients to start with something little and simple, like a junk drawer, right? Or like, I always say my linen closet is the closet because it doesn't have emotions. It doesn't have big things. It's one little compartment. It might be your silverware drawer that you want to go through and, I don't know, organize and whatever, but start small and then go from there, because then you get that momentum and it makes you feel good and it makes you inspired to do even better the next day.
Exactly. I love that way that you start small and add things together, and those little things really start to add up to big changes that you would see in your life. And like you said, like, it gives you that motivation to keep going too. You're like, I'm accomplishing something.
Sure. And then I think, feel like by the time, you know, I always say too that it helps you as you're moving towards maybe those sentimental items, right? You have that momentum going, and so you're ready to tackle that. In your case, maybe, you know, maybe like family mealtime is, you know, has emotions attached to it or something. So starting small and then building from there. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Definitely.
Now, Carly, I know you're always learning, studying, reading, and educating yourself on, you know, current health topics, trends, everything. What are you focusing on in your life these days?
Yeah, one of the things that I'm focusing on is really supporting balanced blood sugar. So I know that it's kind of a trend now on Instagram that I've been seeing here and there, but really focusing on how I'm pairing my foods together to support the way that my blood sugar responds afterwards. So if I'm eating something a little heavier in carbohydrates, I really try to start my meal with the vegetables and the protein, and make sure I'm always pairing my carbs with a protein, or something that I like to call it sometimes is like dressing them up with a protein or a healthy fat to make sure that they are being utilized by my body a little bit better and decreasing the blood sugar spike afterwards.
Nice, nice. That's awesome. Okay, well, the time has come. I want to ask you one final question. I want to know your favorite space in your home. And I know this is a temporary home. This isn't your home that you're building, but where you are right now, where do you love to go?
You know, I honestly love being in my office. I love the books that are behind me. I love the inspiration that I feel when I'm at my desk. And also, I have two big windows in here, so a ton of natural light comes in. There's a tree right outside my window, so I get that like nature kind of feel while I'm in here as well. So my office.
I love that. Awesome. Well, Carly, again, I'm going to post all your info in the show notes if anyone wants to connect with you, wants to get, you know, get more information on your work. Thanks again, everyone, for watching. Make sure to give me a great rating, 5 stars, and let me know what you want to hear. If you have someone awesome you want me to interview or something you want to learn about, let me know. Put it in the notes, in the comments below, and I will see you all next time. I'd like to thank our production company, Coraggio Media, the WELT 95.7 studios, and our sponsor, Gucci. For more information, follow the link in the show notes. Be sure to hit like, hit the subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. If you want to connect, find us on Facebook, and be sure to let me know what topics you'd like to hear about. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.